Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Radio. Yes, yes. One day I'm going to change my song, but right now, this is it. Yeah. Come on, y'all, get up. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Thanks to those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, CPA on Duty. Now, you can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and respond or give your opinion on today's topic or today's episode, and we'll go from there. Now, before I get into today's episode, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what I've been talking about over the past couple of days is the mess that's going on in pro football. Today we learned that Mr. Peterson, Adrian Peterson, who beat his four-year-old with a switch, brought blood, and all this, Monday, the Minnesota Vikings said that he would be practicing and he was going to play in Sunday's game against the Saints this coming Sunday. But after a lot of corporate sponsors threatened to pull out from the NFL, pull out from the Vikings, because of that, they decided to put him out or bench him until his legal matters are cleared up. Now, I don't know if they were listening to the show or not. I'm just being sarcastic about that. But that's exactly what I said on the show on yesterday. These guys, when they get in trouble with the police, they need to sit down immediately. Immediately, you know, if you get arrested or whatever for domestic violence, drugs, driving drunk, anything like that, you need to sit down until your court date or the court either dismiss your case or whatever going to happen with your case. Then after that, then the NFL will come in and give you their punishment. That's the way it should be. That's what's happening with Adrian Peterson. That's what's happening with the guy from the Carolina Panthers, Greg Hardy. Now, they're still going to get paid. They're still going to make their salary. But they're not going to play until their legal situations are resolved. I think that is the way to do it. Okay? That's the way to handle these guys. Because they don't understand anything else, obviously. Okay? And you know, get this now. And this guy, Greg Hardy from the Panthers, now he's got a guaranteed salary. So if the Panthers decide to break ties with him or dismiss him from the team, he'll still get his $1 million, his millions of dollars that he's guaranteed on his salary. He'll still get that, okay? Peterson, I'm not sure if he's got some kind of guaranteed contract. Maybe so. Okay? And this guy, Greg Hardy at the Panthers, I mean, this guy makes $789,000 a game. $789,000 a game. Okay? So, think about that. If you get $789,000 a week, all right, and let's say you get in some type of trouble with the police, you got pulled over, you've been drinking or whatever, okay, and then you call your lawyer and you know your lawyer says, okay, Frank, it's going to be, you know, I need $15,000 now in order to make this go away for you. Okay, well, hey, if I don't have to go to court or anything, you know, yeah, you won't have to go to court, and that, and I can get this straightened out for you. But I need $15,000. Okay, if I'm making $789,000 a week, hey, here you go, Mr. Lawyer. I got that in my sock. Okay, I mean that's peanuts, right? See, I think that's the problem with professional sports. There's too much money in professional sports. And I don't know how that's going to change or whatever, but there's too much money in professional sports. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, makes $41 million a year. That's right. Goodell, the NFL commissioner, these owners are paying him $41 million a year. That's a lot of bread. But they have to sit down. Okay? These guys have to be sat down and taught a lesson. The only thing that they're going to respond to is not being able to play and their pocketbooks being affected. And that's all I have to say about that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see there are a lot of people joining the show right now. Welcome to the show. We're just now getting into it. But the word of the day. Today's word of the day is olfactory. It's weird when I pulled it up. It's olfactory or olfactory. O-L-F-A-C-T-O-R-Y. Olfactory. Olfactory is an adjective, and it means of, relating to, or connected with the sense of smell. Here's an example. The aroma of cinnamon rolls coming from the kitchen served as an enticing olfactory clue that breakfast was almost ready. Olfactory, of, relating to, or connected with the sense of smell. Now, guys, I do these words of the day pretty much every day. And you should be grabbing hold of some of these words and starting to implement them into your vocabulary. All right? Olfactory is the word of the day. All right? And that's it. So, today's episode is entitled, Why Do Women Try to Control Us? When they don't want to be controlled. Okay? Why is that? Why do our women try to control us when they don't want to be controlled? I have the perfect answer, and it is. Women want to control us because they don't want to be controlled. That's the answer. That's the answer. You say, Frank, you're crazy. Well, think about it like this, okay? If, you know, they want to do something that they don't want done to them, that's how women are, okay? They want to control men. They want to control us. And I'm trying to say this lightly. They want to control us because they don't want to be controlled. I mean, they tell you what to do, when to do it, why you're doing it. And as soon as you do the same, you try to tell them what to do, when to do it, why to do it. They don't want that. They don't want to listen to that. They don't want to hear that. And they will push against you for that. So, men, and because, you know, women have what we want, what we need, we back off. Okay, honey, that's fine. We'll do it like that. Even though we don't want to. Okay? Because even though we may not want to, the consequences later, you know, they outweigh us doing what they want us to do. Now, sometimes we'll rebel against that, and we will not do it. But most of the time, we'll push back and say, okay, that's fine. That's how we'll do it. All right? Now, even today, I was talking to a coworker, and he just got a new truck. And he said that last night he and his wife were out and about, and his truck has a manual transmission. Okay, and that means that he changes his gears himself. It's not automatic. Okay, so he has a manual transmission. So he said when they were pulling up to a stop sign on a small incline. Or a stoplight, I'm sorry, on a small incline, instead of pulling up and stopping at the stoplight and then pulling off, he pulls up to the stoplight and he lets the truck roll back, and then he'll pull off the clutch and pull it up. Let it roll back, pull it up. Let it roll back and pull it up. So he was playing back and forth with the clutch. And she told him, hey, stop doing that. It's making me feel like I'm drunk. Although she hadn't been drinking at all. Okay? But she said it's making her feel like she's drunk. Okay? So he stopped. Okay? Because he said, you know, he didn't want to cause any friction between them. Okay? And that's it. They want to control us. They do everything they can to control us. They say everything they want to control us. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you want to comment on today's episode. Why do women try to control us when they don't want to be controlled? Okay? Now, the shoe was on the other foot. If she was driving and he was in the passenger seat and she bumped back and forth and bumped, rolled up, slid back, rolled up, slid back, rolled up, slid back, then you know what would have happened, right? He would have said the same thing. Why don't you stop doing that? It's making me feel like I'm drunk. you know what her response would have been? And yeah, I'm seeing it. Okay? I ain't scared. You know what her response would have been? Am I driving or are you driving? You're not driving, I'm driving. Okay? You should have drove yourself. If you don't want to feel this, you need to get over here and drive. You should have been driving from the start. I mean, I say, you know, men, we bow down to our women, and that's fine, right? We bow down to our women. But at some point, you got to say, hey, you know, I'm driving. You're sitting in the passenger seat. If you don't want me to bump up and down, you should have drove. See, you got to give them their own medicine, right? You got to give them some of their own medicine. They don't like it. See? They don't like it. But sometimes you got to push back and give them some of their own medicine. Right? Things right. To keep things at an even keel. To let them know that, hey, you can push me around sometimes. But you can't push me around all the time. Okay? And so we have to be conscious. We and men now let me tell you this. Careful with it. It's a fine line right there. Because, you know, if you push the wrong button or if you push it in the wrong direction, then you may have to sleep on the couch tonight. Okay? But, you know, I tell my men all the time, hey, if she tells you to sleep on the couch, hey, I'm not sleeping on the couch. I'm sleeping in my bed. Now, if I want to sleep on the couch, I'll sleep on the couch. But you telling me to sleep on the couch? I'm not sleeping on the couch if I don't want to sleep on the couch. I'm sleeping in my bed if I want to sleep in my bed. You're not going to tell me to sleep on the couch if I don't want to sleep on the couch. Right? Because, hey, if you don't want me to sleep in the same bed with you, or if you don't want to sleep with me that night, then you sleep on the couch. You know? What's the deal? You telling me to sleep on the couch? No, I'm not sleeping on the couch. I'm sleeping in my bed. Now, if you don't want to sleep with me, then you sleep on the couch. Right? Hey, we got to be men sometimes. Now, sometimes, you know, hey, you know, you may grab a pillow and say, yeah, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. That's your deal. If that's what you want, then, hey, grab your stuff and go sleep on the couch. But, men, if you don't want to sleep on the couch, you don't have to sleep on the couch. Sleep in your bed. Okay? We got to stop just letting them push us around all the time. Y'all with me? Hey, I know that, hey, you know, they're women. We're men. They're from Venus. We're from Mars. We're totally different people. We're wired totally different. We're opposite. Okay? But opposites attract. Well, let me take that back because, you know, you got the gays and the lesbians out there where they, you know, they got the same stuff and, you know what I'm saying? So they, you know, they attract So that thing about opposites attract physically, I guess, is something that you have to throw out the window now. Because you got all these gay men and lesbian women walking around. Yeah, I said it. And you say, you know, it's, you know, you say, Frank, why do you call, aren't women gay too? Well, that's how I distinguish men from women. I call men gay and I call women lesbian. Okay? And, you know, my grandma used to call women butch. She's a butch. That means she's a lesbian. She like other women. Okay? My grandma used to call them butch. Look at her. Look at her. She's nothing but a butch. And I didn't know what she was talking about until later on. You know, my mom, I asked my mom, what's a butch? I thought the lady's name was Butch. And then my mom explained what it was about, why she called her a butch. Okay? And we used to call me and sister. I'd go to that sissy or a fag. That's what we used to do. That's what we used to say. But nowadays they call them gays and lesbians and, I learned something the other day. I know I'm kind of getting off the subject, but I learned something the other day where this woman called another woman a stud. Stud. Come on now. When we were growing up, a stud was a man, a good-looking man that, you know, maybe had muscles and strong. You know, that's a stud. A stud is a male horse. Out in the field, you know, big strong horse that's gonna mate with another horse. You say he gonna stud that horse out. That horse is a stud. That's a male. A male is a stud. But you know, she called her a stud. So a stud now, they say, is a female that likes women. She's the man in the relationship. A stud. I taught y'all something right there too, didn't I? I know I did. But getting back to the subject. But women try to control us because they don't want us trying to control them. They want to be ahead of the game. They want to jump on you before you jump on them. That's all it is. It's as simple as that, guys. And I'm about out of time. And, I've had fun. I hope you did, too. But we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, we're gonna go out with something different today.
Let's go.
We're going to listen on to y'all. Here we go. Take care, guys. Have a good night.
My name is Charlie. The name is Charlie.
Okay.